The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We are live here at UTEC IT. This is Party Central. This is, I put it this way, when you set up your man cave, and some of you already have, and you lay it out to watch the madness, this is how the layout would be. You know, you got the big screen with multiple image, you know, multiple feeds coming in. So across the top, you got a feed, and then you got three screens across the bottom. So you're able to watch four games at the same time. Unbelievable setup out here at UTEC IT. We're going to have a blast. Now, many of you, obviously, you're listening to this show. That means you're a Michigan fan, right? You want to be decked out in maize and blue. Whether you're having a party in your man cave, a party at some, you know, some place around town, you need to be decked out in the latest and the greatest. You can get that gear over at our, from our friends over at Emden. The superstore is 303 South State Street. Whether it's the, you know, the blue polo like I have, you got the maize, you have the white, you have the jerseys, you have the long sleeve dry fit. Ton of options over at Emden, the Superstore, 303 South State Street. Of course, you want to get a little more dressy, go right next door to the Victor's Collection. And, of course, over at Briarwood Mall, you got the same options.
You do. And an announcement, Sam. We're going to keep telling people about this leading up to next week, the Saturday, March the 30th. And then on campus is going to have an autograph signing with Caron Higdon and Zach Gentry. And so maybe you can get Zach to stand up and we can see exactly how tall he is standing next to some of us. Autograph signing at the Emden on campus coming up on March 30th. With Zach Gentry and Caron Higdon, as a couple former football players will be in town to do an autograph signing with those guys. Of course, as you said, you gear for game day and every day with our friends at the Emden of the Victors Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.
So yesterday in Des Moines, you know, you got the open practice, you got the press gathering, and so John Beilein and the players got a chance to, or the media got a chance to chat with them about today's matchup with Montana. First up, the players, you have Charles Matthews, Xavier Simpson, and, of course, Iggy Brazdeikis. Here are the players during the press conference yesterday.
Pleased to have with us on the dais student-athletes, University of Michigan. To my far left, freshman forward Iggy Brazdeikis. In the middle, Charles Matthews, senior guard. And to my immediate left, Xavier Simpson, a junior guard. At this time, we'll take questions. Please raise your hand. We have a microphone holder. Back row on the left aisle, then we'll come to you, ma'am, next.
Riley Corcoran, Montana Radio. What was your guys' first reaction to seeing Montana again in the selection show when you guys just had got done playing, and I guess your first thoughts?
We're going to start with Iggy, work our way, Charles, and then we'll have Xavier.
I wasn't here last year, but, you know, this is really exciting for me. Any team we would have played, I would have been just as excited for anyone else, but we're not going to take anyone for granted. We're going to be ready to go, and, you know, I'm just excited for this opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely funny first saying that. He was like, what a coincidence out of all of these teams. We end up playing the same game we did last year, but they're a very talented team. So are we, so we'll be excited to play them tomorrow.
Yeah, extremely talented team. Majority of the players came back, so I think it'd be a good opportunity for both of the teams, and just excited to be able to have an opportunity to play.
Ma'am, on the left side, yeah, right side here. There you go.
LJ Dawson with the Kaiman. Coming off the loss with Michigan State this past week, is there any areas that you guys are really looking forward to being able to work on in this game on Thursday?
Again, we'll start with Iggy, work our way over to Xavier.
I feel like we got a lot better as a team in the Big Ten tournament. You know, it didn't go the way we wanted it to, but I feel like we learned a lot of different things, and, you know, now I feel like we're moving the ball really well. We're locked in on the defensive end, and I feel like, you know, we're getting better and better, and you'll see the best of us in this tournament.
Yeah, and our approach right now is really just, you know, take it in with a clean slate, try to forget about that loss. We understand that we want to win that game, but we can't let that lose us another game in this tournament. So, like I said, we just got to be fresh-minded and ready to take on the next task.
The game is in the past. Our focus is Montana, and we're just trying to get better every single day.
We're going to go on the left side.
Okay. Danny Lahan from the Des Moines Register. This is for the upperclassmen.
based off the run from last year, what's the biggest takeaway that you guys take from that three-week experience to trying to make sure that y'all are in the right frame of mind yourselves, and then passing that on to someone like Iggy, who is going to be experiencing all this for the first time?
Sure. You definitely got to take everything one game at a time. That's one thing I did notice from last year. You got to have a little bit of luck. You know, we was fortunate enough, JP hit a crazy shot to continue our run, but then just be locked in and stay in the moment. I feel like the team's just having the most fun and enjoying the moment each and every night. Those are teams that, you know, had the most success around this time.
I would definitely say tell the young guys on my team, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy every single day, practice, the media, just everything leading up to it, because it goes by quick. And last year, we were so focused on winning, I don't think we got a chance to actually enjoy being in the NCAA tournament, which is not fortunate for every team.
Question in the front row on the aisle.
Yeah, Charles, you were on such a great shooting and scoring run before you hurt your ankle, and you try to get back in the groove in the Big Ten tournament. Where are you with that, and talk about that challenge?
It's a process. I understand injuries are a part of the game. Like I said, there's no pressure on me, though. I have so many great teammates around me where I can kind of ease myself back into the game, back into the flow of things. But I'm confident in my abilities. You know, I know I'll be back to where I was before, prior to this injury. And like I said, right now I'm just trying to help the team win whatever role that's needed.
Question on the left aisle, then we'll come over here on the right side.
Hayes Gardner, the Ames Tribune. Charles, at Kentucky, you were playing like 10 minutes a game. Now you're playing 30 minutes a game for a really good team. Is this kind of what you envisioned when you transferred to Michigan?
That was the goal, but, you know, I knew that I was about to put the work in and earn my coaching staff trust to allow me to be out there for that, you know, amount of time. But now, like I said, it's not even so much about Kentucky. I've been gone forever from there. I'm just trying to get back to where we was last year and put the icing on the cake now.
On the right side, go ahead.
Kyle Hansen from the Missoulian newspaper. Charles, last year against Montana, you had 20 points and 11 rebounds. Do you approach this rematch similarly, knowing that this is a similar group with Montana, or is it a little bit different for you this time?
Nah, I honestly just play to win every game I play. I never go in there with the mindset of I got to get X amount of points, X amount of rebounds, X amount of assists. It never really mattered to me. I've always been the type of guy that throughout the flow of game, I heat up if that's needed from the team. So I'm just trying to play to win. And last year, we had some early foul troubles, and I knew I needed to do more on the offensive load and as far as the rebound load as well.
Sean Rainey with SWX Montana. I asked Duncan and Mo this question last year, but do you guys know anything about the state of Montana at all? Just curious.
I'm from Canada, so I definitely don't know too much about Montana. So I'm going to pass it on to Charles.
It's on the West Coast. No.
I don't.
I knew Duncan probably knew. Okay, we're going to stay on the right side. She had a question.
So Montana runs a pretty heavy guard offense, and they're also a lot shorter than you guys. Is that going to change the way you play, or is there anything that you're excited to change when you face them Thursday?
We always have a specific game plan for each team we play. So depending on what they have, we kind of adjust our, you know, offense, defense. But every single game, we play hard. You know, we never let down for anyone. We don't take anyone for granted. So we're going to come into this game like it's a national championship game, and that's the mindset we all got to have. And I feel like if we have that mindset, we'll be fine.
Yeah, like I said, we don't really take anybody for granted. We understand that they're a smaller team, but that possesses strengths for them as well. You know, they have speed as well, multiple guys that can create for themselves and others. So they're going to present some challenges as well, but I feel we're going to respond to it.
They're definitely going to present some challenges. Good guard play, great team, great coaching staff. So I'm excited for the game, and we just have to do our best to contain them.
We have 5 minutes left in this.
And a different Montana team this year. We kind of talked about it yesterday with Kyle Austin.
Hansen.
All right.
I would have a quick follow-up question to what the players were saying that I want to ask you. And I probably asked the same question last year, like the guy said he did. What do you know, outside the fact that the Montana basketball team is named the Grizzlies and that the capital of Montana is Missoula, what else do you know about Montana? I think
only what we've heard. I don't.
No, I'm not talking about the basketball team. I'm just the question. What do you know about Montana? The state.
The state.
I'm like Iggy.
Helena, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, Helena's the capital. Missoula's where the school is. If you're Iggy, you're like, I think Canada and Montana are probably similar. They're cold and cold.
All right. Style-wise, they get up and down a little bit more. They put a few more points on the board. They shoot
small.
The three. They shoot the three much better. But you're right. They're small. And, Michigan, meanwhile, they're more wing dominant. Their coach was talking about that. You had a front court star and a star at the five spot, Mo Wagner, last year. So that obviously isn't as big a deal for them defensively, but offensively, having a guy like Teske in there, I think is going to be very, very problematic for them in this contest. It boils down, and you're going to hear me say this throughout the show, it boils down to, how dialed in Michigan is, from the jump. From the jump, are they clicking? Are they engaged? It took a minute for them to find their footing last time around, and we can attribute that to the lull like we have been this morning. And this year, it would be a hangover effect from the loss. And I'm pretty confident with the leadership on this team that they're going to be able to shake that. And B-line, you could tell he could sense it, he could see it, and he's been addressing that. So. I think that we're going to see this squad fare much better out of the gate than we saw them fare last year. We'll hear from John Beilein coming up. But I'll say it again. This setup at UTEC IT, going to be taking some photos here. I mean, this is how you want it to be, man. You can watch games here. We're going to have food here today. A lot of folks in business leaders, community. As we know, UTEC is a major service provider for a lot of businesses here in the area.
Yeah, they have, what is it, five boards with 64 names on each board with very few overlaps. So, do the math on how many names are there. And I was going through to see how many people I knew from our friends around the community, and it's a large number. They do a lot of work around the community, both charity work and obviously with a lot of local businesses as well. And, Sam, if you think this setup is great, so we have the big TV in front of us with the nine monitors that are separated so you can have the games and different things on the different monitors. Well, if for whatever reason you need to go to their kitchen, there's two big screen TVs in there. Now, those are permanent. They're always there. And if you happen to go beyond the kitchen and maybe you want to go, they have a couple of little Papa Shots set up. Yeah, there's a TV in the workout room over there as well. So you will never be in a room without a basketball game on if you are working at UTEC or if you're here for the open house today. Yeah, it's not just this room. Tom and I were looking for some chairs for us to sit in, and we found, the break room has two, the kitchen has two, it's a huge kitchen.
I do. They have a gym here, too.
Yeah,
I
mean, the gym has a TV. It's where the Papa Shots are. So.
And what is
racquetball? Racquetball actually is where the Papa Shots are on the racquetball court.
We mentioned UTEC, and what is UTEC? Office copiers, printers, scanners, managed IT services. So, for instance, our copying. Our
we
copy
told
machine.
The story, right?
Yeah, it was died
like
on
it. It ticked like a bomb outside our desk. our offices are next to each other, and down the hall is the copy machine. It should not noise when someone clicks print. But every time someone would click print, it would tick like a bomb, and I was waiting for an explosion. And that's why Michigan Matt, called Kevin over at UTEC because we needed something that didn't tick like a bomb every time we clicked to print a piece of paper.
Saved us. So, for your business settings – across the area, a lot of local businesses, colleges use UTEC to come in and manage their IT services and handle, all of their major printing and copying equipment. The one of the most appealing attributes of UTEC to me is how much they hate Buckeyes. I mean, there isn't a company in Ann Arbor that is more synonymous with the University of Michigan and the hatred of anything scarlet and gray than UTEC IT. You walk in the building wearing red and there's a problem. I mean, they loathe anything that comes out of Columbus. So you can appreciate that if you are, you're a big time Michigan fan, alum, supporter, whatever your affiliation is with Michigan. Know that when you go to UTEC IT, for your managed IT services, copiers, printers, scanners, whatever you need, repairs, display boards, you are dealing with a company that knows how smelly, how stinky, how loathsome anything Buckeye is.
Well, why else would the guy who runs the place be in a blue sweater sitting courtside for the Michigan-Ohio State basketball game earlier this season?
Yeah, man. Man, you know, I saw Kevin. He came in. He was modeling a, you know, a great one of the latest blue sweaters from, I believe it was from MDN. You know, you can't find a bigger Michigan fan around than Kevin Van Cannell. I mean, he's, folks, you think Michigan, you think Kevin Van Cannell. Not a bigger guy out there when it comes to, you know what? I talked to him last night, as a matter of fact, and he, I mean, it, the conversation began with Go Blue. You know, it ended with a Go Blue. I think he threw three or four in there. I thought he was going to break out into victors during the conversation. The guy's just amazing blue through and through. We got to get to a break. Come back on the other side. We'll hear from another guy, amazing blue through and through, John Beilein. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider, live from UTEC IT, as we're going to take in the madness all day long here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Tick.